Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hey, Eric, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very good. So I do have Forrest here. I wanted to introduce you guys. He is the boss man and helps guide us through our transaction process.
Okay.
Hey, Eric.
Well, good. How are you, Forrest?
I'm good, sir. Hey, look, I really appreciate you putting your trust in us to help you through this situation and this transaction. And I just wanted to take a minute and just tell you how much we appreciate you. So thank you.
Okay, so you guys have some information for me, right?
Yeah, so I was able to get in touch with Paul, and he did let me know about the court order and how you had the 1 year where she had exclusive rights to the property. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and he did mention that you were ordered that you have to pay the utilities and you're not able to get on site. But when
No,
does that
hold
1 year
up.
end?
Hold up. Wait.
Okay.
I do not have to pay utilities.
You do not pay utilities.
I do
We
not.
have
I
to
just
keep them
can't turn them off.
connected with the email, sir.
Oh, okay. You have to keep the utilities connected.
I cannot turn them off.
Okay. Well, what about the mortgage? Was there anything discussed on who pays the mortgage?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
And it's my understanding that she's not paying the mortgage. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And it's safe to say you're not paying the mortgage.
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay. All right. So when was this judgment? When did the 1 year period start?
Not last Thursday, but the Thursday before last. I don't have a calendar in front of me. I think it's like the 19th, 18th, or 19th.
Of January.
Yeah.
That was when
18th.
the judge said you can't turn off the utilities and you can't have any communication directly or indirectly for 1 year. Was January 18th or 19th?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So tell me what your ultimate goal is. I mean, I have the notes in front of me, but I just want to understand, what is your ultimate goal here with, you moving overseas and, so forth and so forth. Can you just explain to me what's your ultimate goal?
Why I'm moving overseas?
No, sir. What is your ultimate goal? Why you're moving overseas is either here or there. I'm just saying you're moving down the street, out of the country, wherever it is, but what is your ultimate goal here? You want to sell the property and take the proceeds and move. Is that fair to say?
That is fair to say.
Are you able to sell the property with this court order?
Well, you guys talked to Paul, right? What did Paul say?
Paul was limited in his information to us because he said he represented you for one thing and one thing only, and that time has ended, is what he told us.
Correct. Exactly.
He also said that he didn't actually know for certain if you were able to list the house, but he did recommend that you get a divorce attorney.
He did that, yes.
Okay. Have you looked into that at all?
I have not.
So the question that I have is, the question I have is, can you sell it? Can you sell the property? And two is the occupant of the house willing and able to pay rent to live there?
Okay, we keep going around and around in circles here. and then I'm not going to keep doing that. So I'm going to say this again, and I'm going to say it for the last time. You cannot contact her, period. That is not an option.
Legally,
the house is mine. The house is in my name. I can sell it. She can always take me to court and sue me, but I can still sell it.
Okay, so you're confident in the fact that you have the ability to sell the property, and you're selling it with a tenant or an occupant that has no lease and is not making payments.
Exactly.
Okay.
Let me ask you this, right, Mr. Davis. Are you hoping for us to purchase the property, and once that is done, then we will be able to go with it?
Yep, that's the deal. If you guys can't, then this is a no-go.
Have you been receiving pre-foreclosure notices because you're 3 months behind?
I'm not 3 months ahead.
About
yet,
3-4. Okay.
Yeah.
How many payments are you past due on?
That's two.
Two. Okay. All right. So two is not a pre-foreclosure situation. Three or more usually is. Okay. All right. I mean, I guess we'll move forward with that. I mean, it's just okay. We'll see. We'll figure it out. Do you have any questions for us? Because usually, people who are, selling their property to whoever it is has some questions. So I'm sure you have a few.
Well, I think you guys have already answered all my questions. But my concern here is that if you guys are going to move forward with this, if you need access to that house, and I keep saying this, you're not going to get it. And you cannot contact her. No one can go to that house on my behalf or anything and have a conversation with this woman. Period.
I understand what you're saying, and I hear you crystal clear, and I'm not going to do anything to compromise your court order, okay? However, if I'm the... I'm not saying I'm going to do anything. I just want to have a conversation, and I want you to just, listen to the other side here for 1 second, okay? If I'm buying the property, I'm not representing your behalf, I'm representing my interest. So therefore, if I went to look at the property, it wouldn't be because of your benefit or behalf. You're just a seller of the property, and I'd be going to gather my own facts to make a business decision.
No.
So?
No, that's not true.
Okay.
Simply because I reached out to you. So technically, you're doing it on my behalf for my benefit.
Uh-huh.
So if you go to that property and alert her to the idea or the concept that this house is being sold, she's going to immediately know who's selling it because it's in my name. She knows that. She ain't stupid. She's going to immediately run to the court and say, this is a violation.
So, with that said, would you be willing to share the, court paperwork that the judgment is that outlines this? So there should be something in writing. Because what I want to do at this point is I don't want to put you in a compromising situation. I would like to pass that court order to my lawyer and see what his opinion is on whether we can move forward or not. Because right now,
Okay.
I don't know.
Here's the situation. This is getting to be too much of a hassle. At this point, I'm just going to let the bank have it.
This isn't a bicycle.
I'm just going to let the bank have it. You know, I'm not going to go through this hassle. I'm not going to jail for you or anybody else.
Unwise decision on your behalf.
Well, you can say what you want. It's not an unwise decision on my behalf. It's a very wise decision.
I think we should play a couple more minutes of this game and see what the whole situation truly is. But,
well,
I mean, that is, you're the seller. You're the deciding factor. If you want to, you know, give up the opportunity to make some money and just let it go into foreclosure, then, you know.
No, because you guys are going to put me in a compromising position because we keep having the same conversation. And the same conversation comes back to the same thing. You cannot go to that house. You cannot contact this woman. And we keep going around and around with this. And I keep saying it,
but you
guys keep wanting to do it.
Well, Mr. Davis, you know, I know it feels like we're asking a lot of the same questions, but every time we get off the call, we get a step closer to understanding what the situation is and how we can make this beneficial to you.
Okay,
I know it seems like, I know the situation is sensitive and there's a lot that goes into it, but we truly are here to try to help you and to try to get the best out of the situation for you.
Okay. My point is, and I'm going to say this again for the very last time, you can have no contact at that house. Period.
Understood. Would you
if that is a problem, then there's no point in us even having any more conversation because it is not going to happen. I will let the bank take the house.
I think what our next steps are.
Because the truth is, the court did not order me to pay the mortgage. They did not order me to pay anything. They simply gave me they awarded her a protection order against me from having any contact with her, incidentally or directly, or disconnecting the electricity, disconnecting the water, which I will not do. So if the bank takes the house, the problem is solved.
Mr. Davis, do you have any paperwork that explicitly lists out this court order?
I do.
Would you be willing to share it with us so that we could also have our lawyers go over it?
I will, but I'm telling you now, if you require access to that house, you are not going to get it, and you will not have my permission to do it.
We will not do anything, Eric, to compromise your position here, okay? We do this as a business, day in and day out, and I wouldn't be in business if I didn't serve my customers the way that they need to be served. Okay, you have my word. I'm not going to put you in a compromising position. However, I would like the opinion of my attorney based off of the facts that you have. And that's it.
I'll be more than happy to send them to you.
Thank you.
Text me an email address.
I will. Okay, B will text you an email address, and she will continue to correspond with you the way that she has. And I'm telling you, Eric, I will not make your situation worse, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for taking our call this morning, and B will text you her email address right now, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Davis.
Thank you, sir.